We light this candle as a sign of the risen Christ, who is the light of the world, the light that shines into the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Today we gather in the presence of this light, for Christ says that you too are the light of the world, allowing Christ to shine through you, carry the light into the darkest corners. This is why we've come together today, to worship this light, to be a part of the light, and to consider how to bring this light to others. Would you prepare your hearts and minds?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please stand for our call to worship. It's holy, holy, holy. Please stand. Please be seated.
Greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It's good to be in God's house to worship this wonderful risen Savior. If you're a visitor with us today, we especially welcome you and greet you in the name of the Lord. Many of you are returning students or you're returning from vacations. It's good to have you back as well. And perhaps you're the first. This is the first Sunday you've been with us. If that is the case, we encourage you to find a visitor card that's on the back of the pew in front of you and fill that out, and you can place that in the offering plate today so that we can get to know you better and send you information and just become a better part of your life and your family. Today, as we worship, I want to highlight that this is Baptism Sunday. Anytime the preacher wears the dress, something important is coming up. So today we celebrate this wonderful statement of faith. But I would issue also with that a challenge to all of us who have been baptized to allow this moment to remind us of our own waters. Remember your baptism today, not only the act and the experience, but the statement of commitment to Christ that you made in that water. Whoever baptized you, however old you were, whenever it happened, today remember your own baptism. And as we're gathered here, I mentioned that many of you are returning students or you've been away for vacation. So I would invite you to take a moment to stand and greet one another in the name of the Lord. You can say, peace be with you, or the Lord be with you, or hey y'all, whatever feels comfortable. Would you stand and welcome one another at this time?
You may be seated. This morning, reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Father God, as we gather here in this place this morning, we are in your presence. We know you are with us. We know you have breathed your life into each one of us. And as we return that breath to you and the words that we sing, the scripture that we read, the thoughts that we have, may it be a pleasing aroma to you. Father God, as we gather in this place this morning, that we know we bring so much with us, and we lay it at the altar this day and place it in your hands. We are reminded so many years ago of your Son Jesus, who came to earth to live a life of love, of passion, of teaching. And in doing so, when he came, he not only taught us lessons through his actions, but his words. And so we, this morning, pray the prayer that he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As Mason spoke just a few minutes ago, this is a service of baptism this morning. And this morning we have two individuals that we have grown to love over the years that are going to be entering the baptismal waters. Ethan and Corey Lindsay have been active members of our congregation for some time. Ethan usually see with a camera hanging around his neck taking pictures somewhere. Corey usually with a little child, Langston, holding on to her tight. And we all have enjoyed this family being an active part. And they have come this morning as an affirmation of their faith in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, and enter the baptismal waters. I'll ask Ethan and Corey to come forward at this time. Ethan and Corey, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you turned from sin and the world to follow Christ as his disciples? Will you live faithfully within the fellowship of the church, and will you serve Jesus in the world? We hear your declaration of faith this morning, and we look forward to experiencing the baptism today with you and continuing the spiritual journey here at First Baptist Elon.
Please stand for our hymn of praise, "How Great is Our God."
Darkness. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." The next song is about how we worship God, both here and outside the walls of the church. We worship here with the song we sing, with our prayers, with our attention, but we also worship God with the way we live our lives. Paul admonishes us to do all things as to the glory of God, and as we sing, audience of one, please sing with us if you know the words, and think about our God who loved us so much that he gave his Son to save us and every sinner who believes. He is our audience of one. I come on my knees to lay down before you, bringing all that I am, longing only to know you, seeking your face, and not only your hand. I find you embracing me just as I am. And I lift these songs to you and you alone, as I sing to you and my praises make your home. To my audience of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your Spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you, and now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be yours, Lord. So what could I bring to honor your majesty? What song could I sing that would move the heart of royalty? And all that I have is this life that you've given me. So Lord, let me live for you, my song with humility. And I lift these songs to you and you alone, as I sing to you and my praises make your home. To my audience of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your Spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you, and now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be yours. To my audience of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your Spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you, and now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be yours, Lord.
This year our church has committed to lift up in prayer throughout this year ministries within our congregation, opportunities in our community. And this morning, as we come to our prayer revolution focus, we lift up those individuals who may not know them by name, but you know them by the smile they have on their face or the hand to shake as you walk in the door here at First Baptist Elon. We have a group of dedicated greeters and ushers who have made it their responsibility and their ministry to welcome all in the name of Christ. Now, if you walk in any door, you'll find someone there ready to shake your hand, open the door for you, welcome you. As you enter our sanctuary, you'll see a group of individuals ready to give you the tools that you will need to experience worship this day. This morning, we lift up our ushers and greeters here at First Baptist Elon. And if you feel called to be one of these individuals that can smile, that can shake a hand, that can welcome ones, please speak to me after the service, and we'll make you a part of this group. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this day. Father God, we are thankful to be a place where a smile means so much. We are thankful that as we gather here, we truly feel that we are a family as a part of the body of Christ. I lift up those men and women who stand at the doors on Sunday mornings to assist those coming in the door, not just with a hand to hold the door open, but a welcome, a greeting, a smile, a shake, a shaking of hands, a hug, whatever it might be. And we thank you for creating an environment where we feel close in those opportunities. Father God, I lift up those men and women who dedicate their service here at First Baptist Elon to welcome those. And I lift them up to you and continue to lift them up to you as they seek to spread the message of who we are to everyone who steps foot in these walls and those that come into our parking lot. Father God, I lift them up to you and I'm thankful for their service and their time. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen. At this time, I want to invite our children to meet me down front for a children's message. Good morning. Oh, we got four guys up here. All right, are y'all excited to be here this morning? Are you kind of getting tired, getting antsy, and you kind of want to make some noise? Is that where you're at? Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you permission to do that down here this morning, okay? Yeah, you like that idea. Let me ask you a question. How many of you started school this past week or weeks prior to this? Anybody? Nobody? Nobody's going to school? Oh, okay, come on now. School is back. And how many of you are excited about school? How many parents out there are excited about school?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The kids are back at school. All right, so somebody's in here is excited about school. Well, I'm going to tell you about a friend that I had way back when I was younger in high school. And this guy was just great. He had lots of energy. And one of the things that he would always come up to you in the hall and say, he wouldn't say, good morning, how are you doing? He wouldn't give me a high five. His always statement was he'd come up to me and say, what's new? Ever had anybody say that to you? What's new? Instead of coming up and say, hey, Luke, how are you doing? He said, what's new? What's new? What's new? Nope, never. Okay, this morning I'm saying to you what's new. Now, you on three, I want you to answer as fast as possible the newest thing that has happened in your life. All right, think for a second. One, think it. Got it? Got it? The newest thing that has happened to you. Got it? Got it? Maybe it's a new toy. Maybe it's a new school teacher. Maybe it's... Got it? Do you have it? Got it? All right, on three, I'm going to ask you, and I want you to say as loud as you can. I want the people on the back row to be able to hear you. Okay? Ready? One, two, three. What's new?
School's boring.
New teacher. I got school. I got school. Luke, what's new? School is boring. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What's new? Well, I'm glad that you're going to school. Hopefully, it won't be so boring. Glad you got a new teacher. That's exciting because you get to learn brand new things. In this new school year, you have lots of opportunities to learn so many great things. And today, we're also talking about what's new here at First Baptist Elon. Did you know that? When you walked in the door, does anybody ask you what's new? No? Nope, didn't hear anybody? Well, guess what? There's something new going on today, and it has something to do with that back that right back there. You see that? Somebody's getting baptized today. Actually, two people are getting baptized today. That's cool. And do you know why it's new that they're getting baptized? Do you know what's new about it? It's their first time in the baptismal waters. That's right. That's going to be new to them. Do you know why else it's new? Did you know that their life is going to be new after the baptism? Did you know that? That's pretty cool. You know why it's new? Because what Mr. Athan and Miss Corey have said, they have said that they believe Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. And as soon as someone says that, not just coming out of their mouth, but they believe it in their heart, something's new. Because they have a new life. They have a new life in Him. So when Mr. Athan and Miss Corey go into the baptismal waters, what they're saying is, guess what? Something's new. My life is new. Now, some of you have been in the baptismal waters, and some of you hopefully in the future will. But remember, in just a few moments when they go in with Pastor Mason, remember what I said. Something's new, and it's a new life in Him. Let's pray. Father, I am thankful for these children. I lift up their school year to you as they're thoroughly excited about it. I know that you're going to do some amazing things through their new teachers, their new friends, their new opportunities. But most importantly this day, I hope they recognize that something new is happening in this place today. Something new, a new life is coming into being. And we're thankful for Mr. Athan and Miss Corey as they commit their lives to following you. And we're excited about the new life that they will have in you. Father, may we remember that something is new this day as we watch them be baptized in just a few moments. I lift these young men up to you this morning. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Please stand for our offertory hymn. It's number 15 in your hymnal, and the words are also on the screen. Come, thou fount of every blessing. Please stand.
Grace, trees of mercy, never cease, all our souls of lovers' grace.
Please be seated.
Let us pray. Father God, as we gather for this time of giving, may we be reminded that you have blessed us with the most important thing, is that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life for us. And he conquered death so we can have new life in him. As we return a portion of the many other gifts that you have blessed us with, may our thoughts be on the gift that you have gave. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen.
Merciful God, we pause to consider the needs of our people, the concerns on our prayer sheet, and those that are unspoken. In baptism, you promise forgiveness and new life, making us a part of the body of Christ. We confess that we remain preoccupied with ourselves, separated from sisters and brothers in Christ. We cling to destructive habits, hold grudges, and show reluctance to welcome one another. We even allow the past to hold us hostage. In your loving kindness, have mercy on us and free us from sin. Remind us of the promises you make in baptism so that we may rise to new life and to live together in grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Matthew 28:18 through 20, the Word of God tells us, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit,
and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Water is a symbol of life. In the desert, without water, there is only death. And so this becomes a powerful symbol of life in Christ. That at the waters, we remember that Christ gives us life, and without Christ, there is no true life. Christ has come that we might have life and have it to the full. As we gather together, we invite you to hear the words that Paul wrote to the church in Rome concerning this act of baptism that we observe together today. In Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 11, he writes, "What then are we to say? Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we, who died to sin, go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin." This is my favorite moment in the worship life of the congregation because it gives new members an opportunity, new members of the body of Christ, to proclaim the message. It's a physical sermon, if you will. And Paul explains it so beautifully and perfectly. He says that we, when we become disciples of Christ, when we surrender our will to his, our old lives, our old selves are crucified. Think about all of the things that made you who you were before Christ. Even your hopes and your dreams, your fears, your doubts, your lifestyle, your hate, your envy, your jealousy. That in Christ, all of those things are meant to be put to death. And just as Christ died and was placed into the tomb, in baptism we lower the baptized into the water. A watery tomb, symbolizing that just as Christ was buried, so we bury that old person, that old way of thinking, that old lifestyle. And you'll hear me say that today when we baptize Ethan and Corey. Dying to yourself is said as they go under the water. But we don't leave them there. They're very thankful for that fact. We don't hold them under until they stop to bubble. We bring them back out of the water. And this is the great joy of the symbol of baptism when the minister says, "Raised to newness of life." That's the power of the symbol. That when we die to our old selves, it's not a final death. It's not a negative death. And it's not a mournful death. It's a glorious and joy-filled death because it gives us the opportunity to rise, to be resurrected into a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. All things are made new in Christ Jesus. And so coming out of the water is like Christ coming out of the tomb, no longer held by that death, into a new life. We are raised like Jesus to newness of life. But why? I can't help it. Ever since I was a child, I've always asked, but why? But why are we given new life? Why are we raised to newness of life? The simple answer is, Jesus loves me so. But it goes deeper than that. Jesus loves us enough to involve us into something that's bigger than ourselves. Something that goes on much further than the reach of our own arms. We are raised to newness of life for a purpose. I entitled this sermon, The Ice Bucket Challenge. And Perhaps some of you, if you know what that is, are so scared right now that I'm going to dump ice water over myself here in the baptismal. Well, don't worry, I won't do it here. But I thought of that challenge that's going viral all over the world. People dumping buckets of ice on themselves. Why do they do it? On the one hand, we look at it and it looks like it's a lot of fun. They do it because it's funny. It's fun. They do it because they'll have 100 likes on Facebook. It puts you on YouTube. But we know that the reason goes much further than that, don't we? What's the real reason people dump ice water? Something so strange, so ridiculous, that in any other context you'd be considered a mad person for doing this. They do it because it helps someone. They do it for a purpose. They do it to bring life and hope to someone else. They do not dump the ice on themselves just for the sheer joy and shock of it, but for the other. Baptism is a lot like that. If you think about it, it's a very messy thing that if you were to just do this in any other context, you would be considered a crazy person. You go under the water, and when you come up, the water is in your nose, it's in your ears, it's in your eyes, and you rub it out and you make a strange face. From the pastor's perspective, it always reminds me of a new baby coming into the world. It's messy. It's strange and it's beautiful. And the child does not yet even fully understand what's happening to me. What is this? It's a birth, a life. But it's for a purpose. We come out of the waters raised in newness of life so that we might be as Christ to others. So that we might take what we have received, the grace of our Lord and Savior, and share that very light with the world. We come out of the waters, new creations, for the benefit of all creation, so that all the world might see that there is life in Christ, hope for the hopeless moments. I invited you at the beginning of the service to remember your baptism. I hope you have. I hope you can remember the exact feeling of the water around your toes. The strangeness of putting on a white robe, the hasty instructions of a pastor. Now, don't forget this and remember this, and you're going to do that. The nervousness, the energy, the unknown. Maybe you remember the things people said to you after the service. Strange things like congratulations, as though you had just won a prize. Remember all of that. But remember also that commitment that your baptism symbolized. If you look at our bulletin and it lists the ministers, we proclaim every member is a minister. That's because at baptism, that newness of life, that challenge and that call is nothing less than your ordination into the gospel ministry. Who are the ministers and the missionaries of the church? All who were baptized into Christ. So when you remember your baptism today, you cannot help but also remember you are a priesthood of all believers, a royal nation and people, called out to be agents of transformation, ordained by baptism into the gospel ministry, and called by Christ to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and to go and to make disciples. Would you remember that even still? As Ethan and Corey come now into these waters, would you pray with me? Holy Father, we give you thanks for this powerful symbol here in the water. We pray today as we experience this incredible gift of baptism, that you would challenge us to live up to those baptismal promises to reject the world and all its ways, to follow Christ with all our heart, to be a part of something bigger than ourselves, and to go and to make disciples. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you come? You have printed in your bulletin a word of promise from you to our candidates. I would invite you at this time to read that responsibly. It's also printed on the projector screen as well. Would you read with me? We promise
to pray for you, to encourage and support you, for together we are disciples of Jesus Christ and members of His body.
I can step this way. Step over there. Corey, you have made your confession, your commitment to Christ known before God and this congregation. Therefore, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Dying to yourself, raised to newness of life. Corey, you too are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Go and make disciples. I invite you to also respond in a word of promise to Ethan. We promise
to pray for you, to encourage and support you, for together we are disciples of Jesus Christ and members of His body.
Ethan, you have made your confession of faith and your commitment known before God and this congregation. Therefore, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Dying to yourself, raised in newness of life. Ethan, you too are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Go and make disciples.
Amen.
And what of you? Have you remembered yet that promise you made to Christ to be His disciple, to be light and salt for a world that needs it, a world that needs hope, a world that needs life? Today, as we sing our final song, Trust and Obey, the invitation for you is to simply pray a prayer of recommitment. You don't have to be a backslider or a sinner or have done something terrible in your life to recommit it to Christ. The occasion of baptism is reason enough. I'm going to invite you at some point before you leave here today to simply spend that moment in quiet prayer saying, Lord, I still promise. Lord, I still commit. Amen. But perhaps you're someone here today who's never made a commitment to Christ Jesus. You've heard the sermons, you've seen people's lives transformed by Jesus, but you don't know really what that might mean to be a disciple, and you'd like to know more. You'd like to hear more about it. David will be here at the front to receive you and speak with you. Or perhaps you've never made this act of obedience. There's no magic in this water. It is just water. But as the Ethiopian eunuch said to Peter, see, here is water. What is to stop me from being baptized? It is a powerful act of obedience to Christ. Would you make the decision to follow through with that today? For as the song calls, trust and obey. Would you sing and stand together?
promised in the baptismal